Florida real estate headlines. FL Depth of Revenue Property Tax Data Portal, $2.4 trillion in parcel data now available. The Florida Department of Revenue oversees property tax administration for 10.9 million parcels worth $2.4 trillion and provides a dedicated data portal for accessing this information. Real estate professionals in FL can leverage this official portal to analyze property valuations, tax trends, and market conditions across the state's massive property base. Bookmark hfloridarevenue.com/property pages dataportal.aspx for direct access to FL property tax data and filings. Florida real estate headlines. Florida Realtor Commission rates dip below national average, new survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Florida is 5.57%, which is less than the national average of 5.0%. For Florida real estate professionals, this data point offers a competitive benchmark for structuring commission strategies in a tightening market. Review the full Florida Commission survey data at the source URL to inform your 2026 pricing discussions. Florida real estate headlines. Inside FREC, how Florida's Real Estate Commission operates, and who serves. A look at what the Florida Real Estate Commission, FREC, does, who qualifies to be members, and how they are selected. Understanding FREC's composition and selection process helps FL real estate professionals anticipate regulatory priorities and engage with the body that governs their licenses. Review the full breakdown of FREC membership and qualifications at hnatfloridarealtors.org/lawfethics/library/FREC. Florida real estate headlines. Volusia County launches dynamic parcel search tool for FL real estate pros. The Volusia County Property Appraiser's Office now offers a searchable database to look up real property parcels by name, address, or alternate key, with options to export data to CSV or mailing lists. FL real estate professionals can quickly access detailed parcel records and generate exportable data sets for prospecting and due diligence in the Volusia County market. Bookmark count at /vcpcgov.org/search/real-property/ for your next Volusia County property search. Florida real estate headlines. Miami-Dade clerk of the circuit court safeguards official records for FL real estate. The clerk of the circuit court serves as the county's official recorder of all instruments that may legally be recorded, with the county recorder's office handling the recording, protection, preservation, and dissemination of those official records. For FL real estate professionals, these official records form the backbone of title research, lien verification, and transaction due diligence in Miami-Dade County. Bookmark the official records portal at https://www.miamiclerk.gov. clerk/official records.page for quick access to recorded instruments. Mike Twitty, May I, CFA, missing. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in FL. Read the source, FIPA.gov/Florida Real Estate Updates. Florida Real Estate Commission, your regulatory body and monthly meeting schedule. The Florida Real Estate Commission, FREC, is a 7-member body appointed by the governor that administers and enforces Chapter 475, Part 1, Florida Statutes, holding monthly 2-day meetings on the third Wednesday and preceding Tuesday. FL real estate professionals must understand FREC's role in license regulation and meeting schedule to stay compliant with state law and engage with rulemaking that affects their practice. Bookmark the FREC meeting schedule and review license law updates at eawtofloridalicense.com/realestatecommission/commission-information. Florida Real Estate Updates. Florida Real Estate Commission Rates. What to know? Discover the average real estate commission rates in Florida, how they compare nationally, and tips to negotiate better rates. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in FL. Read the source, he.calibrirealestate.com/career-hub/real-agent-commission-in-Florida/. Florida Real Estate Updates. Average real estate commission rate in Florida. Don't be surprised by the added cost of real estate commission rates in Florida, which on average are 5.53%. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in FL. Read the source at /.fastexpert.com/blog/realestatecommission-florida/. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a phase two, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A phase one performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the phase one early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most FL jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you,